Okay, we are holding like this. The Gemara is dealing with, now we got back to Sukkah. We said we know Rabbi Yehuda, he in general does not like tents, which are not made intentionally, but once they pass a certain threshold, once they're a certain size, they're fine. So the question is as follows. Our case, the sukkah, the bed, is very tall. The bed is more than 10 tefachim. So why in the world is there Yehuda let you sit under the sukkah? Under the bed in the sukkah. Okay? So the Gemara tells one answer. The Gemara said maybe beds are worse than oxen or other big tents because beds are made specifically for the top. Alright, like Gabon here, so the Gemara oxen are the same thing. Okay? So we're starting now by the middle of the line. The line is Ki Asa Ravin. Okay, the line begins with Shvarim. We're on Chafala from a base. Ki Asa Ravin. Everyone got me? Everyone with us? Okay, good. Ki, when, Asa, came, Ravin. Ravin's a person. Amar Rebbe Lazar. He said that the name of Rebbe Lazar. Okay, Anupsha. Shani.
Wait.
Sorry. Ki Asa means when he came.
Yeah,
Robin is a person. Robin's a person. Yeah, we had Kiyasa earlier.
The name of a person.
Yeah, Robin's a person's name. Yeah. Okay, Kiyasa Robin. When Robin came, Amar Belazar. He said in the name of Belazar. Shani Shvarim. What does Shani mean? Everyone remember?
Different.
Beautiful. Shani Shvarim. Shvarim are different. Why? Hoyel since Umeginim, they are. What's a Magin David? Everybody know what a Magin David is? Shield, beautiful. Why is it called a Magin David? It's a trivia question. David has a shield and he had that symbol. Why do you have that symbol on it? What do the two triangles symbolize? So I heard, this is one of the things which does not have a clear source. In Ksav Ivri, there's two types of Ksav, right? We have Ksav Ashuri and there's a Ksav Ivri. You look at Dead Sea Scrolls, it's like a little bit more of a, it's a different, it's much more like lined. So a Dalid in Ksav Ivri is a triangle, similar to a delta. Greek. So a Dalid Vidalid is two triangles. David, sure, that was a symbol. It is not, again, this is not, I have not found an authoritative source where it comes from, when it started becoming a Jewish symbol. But that's the one shot I heard which actually kind of makes some kind of sense. Either way, Umeginim, okay? And they protect, they shield Al Haroyim on the Royim. Royim are shepherds, Vachama, in the sun, meaning when it's hot outside in the sun, Mipnei Hachama. Before, Mipnei, in front of the sun, Hachama, the sun, Ubagishamim, and in the rain, Mipnei, Hagishamim, in front of the rains. What does that mean? It means like this.
They would go underneath the
mm-hmm.
to protect themselves from the sun.
That's right. That's right. They line up two of them next to each other and crawl underneath. Doesn't it sound like a smart idea or something?
No, it's not about the idea, but the question that I had was that from the ground to the bottom of the bull's
belly, yeah,
is less than 10 tefachim.
Good. So we're going to have to see. Generally speaking, for an oil, you don't need 10 tefachim. We're going to see this Gemara earlier.
Right.
For a mita to be a problem, it needs to be 10. Very good. Yes. Right. Yeah, that's where Shenim starts. Ritual says it starts. Shenim asks Gasha. Everyone hear that? Let's just make sure everyone got this.
You think now that you're using it for a chama or for the shaman,
yeah.
Now it's not.
On Hilchah Shabbos, you want to make a tent, it's a problem. It doesn't have 10 tefachim. Even with less than 10 tefachim, it's a problem. That our Gemara said originally that a bed is only an issue of 10 tefachim is only if it is by a bed, because a bed is not really a tent. So the Gemara for a bed to have the status of a tent, it has to be 10 tefachim. Okay? Let's get back to our question. We want to know why are oxen better than beds? The answer is because they are used occasionally as tents. The shepherds do use them, so we see them somewhat as a tent.
Really, that's against any. Even if you do get under the ox, I mean, it's against any safety protocol. One, you can get.
It's not wondering. I'm wondering.
Second of all, you're in it.
I'm wondering the same thing. Apparently, the shepherds do what they're doing. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go tell them what to do. Apparently, they did it. Good question.
No, it's better probably to get bad than to get sick and die in the rain.
Right, exactly. Or burn in the sun. Hey, psst, it's for you. So, like this. Okay? Chaval phone base. Jump on in. Okay, so again, we're suggesting that these oxen are better. Why? Because they are used at times as tents, as shelters. Okay? Now, has anybody ever used their underneath their bed for anything?
What?
You ever use store stuff under your bed ever? So why don't you ask your question? Why are you sitting there passively?
Where are you now?
Kafal from a base. by Asarovin. We're going through the answer that the beds are.
Yeah. Okay.
Good. So, okay. So a second. So let's see the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Ihachi. What does E mean? E means if. Hachi so. Ihachi if so. Mita nami. A bed as well. Hoyle since umegina it protects al min alim. Shoes with sandalim and sandals, shetach teha, that are below it. You also use a bed at, in some sense, like a tent, right? So what's unique about cows? Right? We're still not impressed with the cows. We keep suggesting unique pieces about the cows, and we're not blown away. Magina means to shield, protect. Like a magin. Okay, everyone good so far? Says the Gemara. So still, right now we're still back at the question. We still don't know the difference, right?
In the proposed, it could be an oihel, but Lemaisa, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not an oihel.
Which one?
A bed.
Right, clearly. So we're saying he is okay with the oxen acting as oil. So what's the difference? That's where we're stuck. Okay, we want to know what in the world is better about the oxen than the bed. Says the Gemara, Ella. You know what Ella means? Ella means rather, only. Ella is very important. Ella is a reset. We are resetting all the previous answers. Forget the fact that the shepherd used it. Forget all the facts. Ella. Amar Rava, says Rava. Shani Shvarim. Oxen are different. Why? Sorry. Good. Hayil, since Vasuyim, they are made. Lahagain. Again, to protect. Lahagain. Al, upon Bnei Me'ayim. The innards, Shilahen, exactly. Well done. Okay. Meaning, think of it, right? We kind of assumed here that the oxen are man-made, not man-made, intentionally made. Which part of the ox exactly are we talking about here, right? So it says, Rav, if you look at an ox's build, right, there's definitely a back of an ox, which is meant to protect the whole inside. Right? You got a rib cage, you got a spine, you got all that stuff. And Mario Rav says, I'll bring you a pasuk. The pasuk says as follows. Pasuk in Iyad. All right, Iyad is praising Hashem. He says, "Or ubasar talbisheni, you clothed me in skin and meat. Or is skin, basar is flesh. Talbisheni means you clothed me. Uva'at samais, and in bones, v'gidim and sinews tisaychecheni, you sheltered me. Right, meaning you gave me this layer of protection." Upon another layer of protection, right? We gave you so many layers of protection. So what do we see? Clearly, bones, skin, flesh, all these things are meant to be, they have a certain status of a shelter, a certain status of an oil. Okay, so once you have a pasuk that refers to something as chach, as a shelter, then that's enough to tell us that that's it. That gives it a whole new status. Okay, it's a big rule in Gemara. When the pasuk refers to something in a certain sense, that classifies it forever as that thing, whether you like it or not. Okay? Beautiful. First answer. Everyone go with that answer? What's the difference between oxen and... Oxen are different than beds because... First answer.
Oxen are different than beds. First answer?
The only answer is so far.
It preserves the meat inside something.
A little bit more detailed. Less detailed. A little bit more...
Size.
Okay, no, but we're not going there now. Right, size of the bed, 10 tefachim. What's the difference?
The skin is there to preserve the innards.
Skin and the bones are preserved. Exactly, the pasuk calls an oil.
The difference is that the back of the bowl not only serves the purpose of
protecting it. Exactly.
As opposed to the back of the bed does not.
Right, meant for the top, right? Okay, so guys, we're good? There's a pasuk that says...
Now, sorry. We've stated that it protects the innards of the ox. Why do we care about the shepherds?
We don't. Ella. Ella means we don't care about them anymore. Ella means reset. You're right. That territory was thrown out. We don't stick at that territory anymore. That's very important. We tried. We gave him a shot. Torah is out the Eimek HaEmes. We're trying to get the deepest most true shot. We try every shot. We struggle up. We get deeper and deeper. We finally get the right shot. Okay?
So,
we can assume that this example. Again, if you wanted to know the habits of shepherds.
Yeah, I'm saying in the Gemara, further on.
Yes.
Yeah,
we're done with that. Yes, exactly. Yes. Beautiful. Okay. If you're making a flowchart, this would be a dead end. Exactly. Very good. Now, e bayis ema. What does that literally mean? E, if you want to say. E bayis. Bayis want. E bayis ema. If you want, I will say. E bayis. Yeah, bayis. If you like, ema, I will say. Now, what does that actually mean? It means another option. I have another chat. If you want, I'll say something else. E bayis ema. If you want, I'll tell you another thing. I'll tell you something. Okay, what do I tell you? E bayis ema. If you would like, I'll tell you. Ema, I'll say. I'll say another shot. If you don't like it, then keep eating. If you have the time, that's it. You're good. If you're good the first time, you're done, right? No, but the maestro, tell you the truth. The truth is that it depends on something like this. It's important, you're right. I forgot, that's a good point. Like this. That if a lot of times in the Gemara, the different terutzim make enough kamina halacha. The different terutzim make enough kamina halacha. So the question is, Rishonim, which tarot to go? The first tarot, second tarot. But for now, let's keep it simple. Okay? Ibai is saying, like I said out there, it's Yehuda Tameh. Yehuda is, according to his reasoning, the Amar that Yehuda says, Sukkah diras keva ba'inan. A sukkah is diras, living, a dwelling, keva, of permanence, a ba'inan that we require. Okay? Yehuda, the Mbachaik is earlier on the first mission on the first parak. A sukkah that's 20 amas tall, a huge sukkah. Is it kosher or pasul? Ba'inan, we need, we require. Ba'inan.
I thought it was
diras arai. Oh, the Rabbanon hold that you need diras arai. Rabbi Yehuda holds in diras keva. That's a Rabbanon hold if a sukkah is less than 20, more than 20 amas pasul. He holds 20 amas kosher, yeah, exactly. So therefore, since he holds a sukkah diras keva, that we know. Okay? So what does it do for us? Says the Gemara. Vahave le mita, and vahave it will be laid to it mita, meaning a bed will be vahave le mita. A bed will be a diras arai, a temporary dwelling.
So
bina
is permanent.
Well, bina is we need. Keva is permanent.
Oh, right.
Required.
Rabbi is required. Yeah.
Required to be permanent.
Good.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, right?
Yeah. Vahave le, and it will be to it. Vahave le is like it is kind of vahave. It is kind of is. It's like it's it, but it is basically mita. A bed is basically dear Zara. Okay. Now your sukkah is oil keva. So what does it do? The loy asi, it does not come oil arai, a temporary dwelling, a temporary tent, umavatel, and nullify oil keva. Beautiful svar, like Mar gives. This is the svar you liked in the end. You like this svar better in the end. Remember this. Okay.
Then what?
You like this tarot more than the first tarot.
It's beautiful. You know, you don't have to go with the
rules
and with the whole.
Right, it's easy. Very, no skin. That's right, exactly. Nice, clean, neat, no gore. Okay. Let's speak of logic. Logic is that we have a. It's a svara. It's a logical timer. Right? If you're looking at a building, a serious dearest keva, and you see a guy going under some little movable, like bed. You don't say, oh, he's not in the building, he's in the bed. Right? You don't see it though. If a guy goes into a car, then I could say, maybe he's in the car and not in the building. That I could hear. Something a little more, into something more permanent. But second, it's something temporary, like a bed. He's in the room. That's where I see him. Okay?
The room is more temporary than a sukkah.
Okay, if you don't, the sukkah has to be permanent dwelling.
Okay.
So therefore, his sukkah, his sukkah is always going to be all the way permanent.
Nobody sleeps under the bed forever.
Hopefully, right?
Where can we find
Rabbi Yehuda? So that was all the way in that base. That base, if Yehuda holds a sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall, it's kosher. So maybe mark it up where it is. Sukkah that base on an alf. Okay? Now, let us finish up the Gemara a little bit. Says the Gemara. We have a question. You're telling me this. You're telling me anybody who holds a sukkah has to be permanent will agree that going under a bed will be completely, so to speak, irrelevant to us, because you don't see a bed in regards to a mutter going to bed, because the bed's irrelevant. The bed's aray, right? Well, I don't get it. But Hargav Shimon, the Amar Nami, if Shimon also says Sukkah Diras Keva Binan earlier on in the first Baha, but if Shimon, the Amar, they says Nami also as well, that Sukkah Diras Keva Binan. Shimon also earlier in the last paragraph says Sukkah needs to be Diras Keva. Why? If Shimon says that Sukkah needs to have four walls, we hold Sukkah needs 3 walls. He holds Sukkah needs to have 4 walls. Because he needs a certain level of permanence. But what does Shimon say in our Mishnah? Can I remember? What does Shimon say in our Mishnah?
He said
the Ma'aser Gemilah, which is a proof that what?
The Sukkah that is the bed is not, can't be Yotzi.
Beautiful. Exactly, right? So how does it click? I hear your Svara, says the Gemara. It's a nice Svara. Shimon says not like that. Says the Gemara. Baha Pligi. In this they argue. In this very Svara they argue. Mar Savar.
You hold me?
Dears Kevin, huh? The Asi Oil Arai. I know, skip the Ha. I see the line, I'm sorry. The Asi Oil Arai. And the Oil Arai comes. Umavata Oil Keva. And it negates, nullifies the Oil Keva. How's that? It's a question, question mark, yeah. Thank you. Guys, yeah, correct me. If I don't speak out the question marks, don't tell me. Thank you. So, everyone go to the question? I'm sorry, let's stop. Everyone go to the question. Question is?
Since we're sharing by the mission, it said that do not greet you with a soup with
fear bed and that's inside there. And he himself holds.
Don't tell him, let's finish.
That's true.
He himself holds where?
Somewhere earlier on, he holds that sukkah needs to be
like here. No,
in that vase. All right, that vase, that dollar in the vase.
He said that the Shimon obviously is not. He would be yotzi with a bed.
No, so Shimon says earlier that a sukkah needs to have 4 walls. We hold it needs 3. He holds it needs 4. The reason is because he holds the sukkah needs a certain level of permanence.
Not in their exchange.
Not their exchange. I mean, not exchange. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. It's the reference is like earlier. Yeah, you're fine. So you're good for the like at the back. So Shimon holds the sukkah needs to be a certain level of permanence. It needs 4 walls. And yet in our mission he holds. But he holds the going under a bed is okay or not okay?
Not okay.
Well, if you just told me anybody who holds and the outside thing has to be permanent, then the inside thing is meaningless, then why is he holding our yetzer?
We're back in Dira Sarai versus Dira Skra.
When you tell me your principle.
Even if he were Shimon, he would have that a sukkah must be a Dira Skra?
Shimon says earlier in the parak as a given that sukkah has a Dira Skra. Take it as a fact.
Okay, fine. So then he would hold like a Rehuda.
He should hold like a Rehuda, right?
But he doesn't.
But he doesn't.
Okay, good.
So I see. Therefore, your system is up. So tell me you got a bug in your program, right? It's not working.
You got it also, right?
What? Both of them stay. It needs to be permanent. Exactly. So one allows the temporary and the other one doesn't.
Beautiful, exactly. Beautiful. Okay, Misha, you go with us? Yeah. Okay, awesome. Alright, so says Gemara Baha Pligi.
Huh?
I skip again?
No.
I'm good? Baha Pligi.
This
is an answer.
This is the argument.
Right, this is an answer. The answer is Baha Pligi, and this is their argument. What's the argument? Mar Savar, one holds, one master holds, Asi Oil Arai.
Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Shimon.
Right, it's going to be Rabbi Shimon, obviously, right? Because he holds Asi Oil Arai, a temporary tent comes, Umavadal Oil Keva, and negates an Oil Keva. Mar Savar, and one holds, Loy Asi Oil Arai, Oil Arai does not come, Umavadal Oil Keva, and negates an Oil Keva, right? So that's why they're arguing. Okay. Yeah. Mar is a master. He's one man. Yeah,
one guy.
Some of them is holds, right? Holds.
One of them holds the oil.
If I asked you guys, how many shittas are there in our mission? So it's two or
It's one versus one with subtitles.
It's two. How many opinions are there?
Right. So it's Shimon's versus Rabbi Yehuda, who has multiple.
Well, I mean, like this. I would say this. According to Tanakama, right, who holds that a sukkah is diras arai. So then there's nothing to talk about. Of course the bed's going to be an issue, right? Because sukkah is diras arai, and your bed's diras arai, so of course there's an issue. If you go like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, sukkah is diras keva. So then it gets a lot more complicated, right? And then there's another level of machlokes of what do you say when you have arai versus oil keva. Okay? Now, do we want to push the Mishnah or do you want to push Chazer now? Let's Chazer. We'll stop here. Now,